This is Akashvani. The news read by Ramya. The oath-taking of several newly elected members of Parliament was held today on the first day of the inaugural session of the 18th Lok Sabha. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who is the leader of the Lok Sabha, was the first to take oath as the member of the House. Pro Tem Speaker Bhrithrihari Mehtab administered the oath to Mr. Modi. This was followed by the oath of the panel of chairperson appointed to assist Mr. Mehtab in running the proceedings of the Lok Sabha till the election of the Speaker. BJP MPs Radha Mohan Singh and Faggan Singh Kulaste took oath as the members of the chairperson panel. However, Congress MP K. Suresh, DMK MP T.R. Balu and Sudeep Bandopadhyay of TMC skipped oath-taking proceedings as the members of the panel. Later, Union Ministers Rajnath Singh, Amit Shah, Nitin Gadkari, Shivraj Singh Chauhan, Manohar Lal, Piyush Goyal, Jitan Ram Manchi, Rajiv Ranjan alias Lallan Singh, Dr. Virendra Kumar, Kiran Rijiju, Chirag Paswan, Jyotiraditya Sindhya, Annapurni Devi and others took oath as the members of the Lok Sabha. Union Ministers H.D. Kumaraswamy and Prahlad Joshi took oath in Kannada, while Dharmendra Pradhan and Jual Oram took oath in Odia language. Another Union Minister Sarbanand Sonowal took oath in Assamese, and Union Ministers K. Ram Mohan Naidu and G. Kishan Reddy took oath in Telugu. Union Ministers Durgadas Uike took oath in Sanskrit. Following the oath taken by the Union Ministers as members of the House, other MPs took oath as per the alphabetical order of states and union territories. The oath taking will continue tomorrow as well. Briefing media outside Parliament, Prime Minister Modi said, "The session of the 18th Lok Sabha is beginning with the resolve of building a Viksit Bharat." He asserted that his government will make constant efforts to serve the country and fulfill the aspirations of the people by taking everyone together. With a view to manage the overall food security and to prevent hoarding and unscrupulous speculation, the centre has imposed stock limits on wheat applicable to traders and wholesalers, retailers, big chain retailers and processors for all states and union territories. Minister of State for Science and Technology Dr. Jitendra Singh today inaugurated the Council of Scientific and Industrial Research, CSIR, One Week, One Theme event in New Delhi. The event will feature week-long activities to promote achievements of CSIR and foster collaboration. Addressing the gathering, Dr. Singh said, "This initiative will help acknowledge the responsible people and also enlighten the shareholders and industry about the relevant scientific developments." The minister also said that it will bring different departments together and foster innovation. The Vice Chancellor of Rajiv Gandhi University of Health Sciences, Dr. M. K. Ramesh, has said that the central government is carrying out impartial inquiry against NEET exam paper leakage incident. Speaking exclusively to Akashvani News in Bengaluru today, he said that all the stakeholders must take up the responsibility of ensuring that the examinations are conducted in a fair and transparent manner. In Bihar, so far 26,000 police officials of investigation officer IO category have been trained ahead of the implementation of three new criminal justice laws, Bharatiya Nagrik Suraksha Sahita, Bharatiya Nyaya Sahita and Bharatiya Sakshya Adhiniyam. Senior Bihar Police Officer and Director of Bihar Police Academy Brighu Srinivasan held a day-long workshop organized by Press Information Bureau Patna on the rollout of the three new laws. The three new laws will come into effect from 1st of July this year. The Russian Aerospace Forces struck a major logistics center of the Ukrainian armed forces in the past 24 hours, where Western supplied weapons were stored. The Russian Ministry of Defense today said that the center was used for accumulation, storage and redistribution of weapons, including missile systems provided by Western countries to Kyiv. Indian benchmark indices ended higher in a volatile session today. At close, the 30 stock index Sensex was up 131 points to end at 77,341. In men's T20 Cricket World Cup, India will take on Australia in a Super 8 encounter at St. Lucia today. The match will begin at 8 p.m. Indian time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.